tell you, man, I can't stand any more of fucking right-wingers, and they're fucking trying to find something, anything, goddamn anything except guns as being the cause of the carnage in Newtown, Connecticut nearly a week ago.
Housewives of Miami is on, Lee. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because Real Housewives is on, and they don't have to make me think about little kids, you know, what happened. So, there, that's the solution. You know what the problem is? According to me and the right wing, we just shouldn't think about it. Just let these things happen and not worry about it. It's no big deal. You know, I mean, like, people die all the time from car accidents and bad poison toys and toothpaste that was made in factories without regulation. This is just how God intended it to happen. I don't know what's the difference if it's a gun or bad lettuce.
Oh, I think you're being too kind. I think you're being far, far too kind.
You know what, Lee? We haven't done it in a while. Hey, everybody, welcome to Cheater on the Road. I'm Jeff Chrysler, and I'm in California.
I'm Lee Papa. Oh, I'm Lee Papa. Wait, I thought that was my cue.
No.
Yeah, I'm Lee Papa, and yeah, we are back, baby, live. And I am just so, you know, look, can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a little story.
Can
I
tell you a story? Because then I'm going to listen to it.
All right, so here's something that happened to me this week. I didn't get a chance to tell you this because, you know, you're gone.
Aw, Lee and I like to cuddle and tell each other stories every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 6 a.m.
That's how we
spend our nights. Go on, tell me your story.
Yes. So there's this guy who writes for a blog, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. It's a good blog.
Sexy.
One of the writers, Scott Lemieux, writes often for real publications, not just for, you know, blogs. They have another writer there, Eric Loomis. And Loomis is a professor, and I'm not going to get into where he's a professor and all of that, but some of us last Friday, were a little upset when everything was going on, and you know, tweeted some things, perhaps in anger. And maybe even not so much in anger, but in trying to decry the violence that was going on, and trying to hold accountable those whose beliefs have brought about those violence. So Loomis, this gets back to me, of course, because you know everything's got to get back to me.
But it's not called Cheater and Some Guy.
Right. But it also gets back to attitudes for gun lovers, too, which is where I'm really going with this. Who gives a fuck whatever I went through? So Loomis tweeted something that was like, I want Wayne LaPierre's head on a stick. All right? There you go. Common
phrase. You can get that at a lot of drive-ins with catfish.
Yes. Well, Wayne LaPierre is the head of the National Rifle Association. So first, a couple of the right-wing sites that go after people, academics, professors, liberal professors, started attacking him, saying he called for the head of the NRA to be killed. And which, you know, even a generous interpretation of that doesn't seem to allude to anything more than a metaphorical stick. But, you know, okay, fine. Well, he also ended up retweeting me. And I said, and I meant this in a sardonic, cutting way, first fucker to say the solution is for elementary school teachers to carry guns needs to get beaten to death.
With fists, not guns, right?
Yeah, exactly. You see the juxtaposition there? That's the idea. That was the idea. And I also said first fucker. So, you know, not every fucker after, first fucker.
Not a mass murder of fuckers, just a
single fucker.
Single fucker.
Single fucker. Said, and I wrote this last Friday. So, 4 days later.
I think I know where this is going, and it's going to go into stupid town, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to stupid town, my friend. So buckle your seatbelt, because we're going. So, Michelle Malkin.
You know, if we're in a good rhythm, I'd have some sort of sound effects for the train.
No. I think we're good. I think we're. If you'd like to make some sound effects along the way, like
I'll put myself on mute. I'll take off my pants and I'll make those sounds while you tell the story. Go on.
Thank you. Sorry. So Michelle Malkin isn't only a frequent Fox News guest, but she is also a blogger, a right-wing blogger. She's sort of like a devolved Ann Coulter.
Yeah, imagine Satan, and that's kind of what you get with her.
Imagine Ann Coulter, but crazy. And she's also got another website that she runs. It's a news aggregator of shit that people find on Twitter, and it's called Twitchy. Twitchy. Like if you're a meth user and you are feeling it, you're feeling a little twitchy.
Or if you carry a concealed weapon and you think that there might be a crime going on because someone with dark skin is nearby, and you realize you have to take everything into your own hands. That kind of twitchy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, on the Twitter feed, because, you know, I'm on the Twitter having tweeted shit.
Okay, that was the worst thing you ever said, but go on.
Yes, I know. I want to punch myself in the balls just
okay,
to
well,
say.
This whole, we're going to go back and we're live? All right, never mind. Go on.
Okay, so I all of a sudden started getting all kinds of, yeah, you want to, you're going to, I think teachers should be armed. Come and beat me up, fucker. You're just a faggot. You're not going to beat me up, fucker. All kinds of things like that on my Twitter feed. And I'm like, huh, that's odd. So I find out that on the top of the page, not only is Twitchy, the website, wasting time on attacking poor Eric Loomis, but it says, and I swear, and I'm reading you the headline right now, and this was the top of their fucking news page all fucking day on Tuesday. University of Rhode Island professors retweet, murder anyone who thinks teachers should be armed.
Mm.
Now, two things. One.
More than two things, but give me two.
Yeah, I'll give you two. One. Really? That's the best you can come up with to talk about on a couple of days after the mass murder of children.
It's called deflect, distract. You got nothing to say, so let's talk about mental health issues. Well, you could go on.
And two, as I pointed out before, I did not say murder anyone. I said. So I should actually sue them for libel, frankly, or slander. You know, they totally reconfigured what I said. So my tweet was at the top of their page, and so they could click over to my Twitter feed and thus attack me for the entire fucking day. The entire fucking day.
Did you enjoy it? Did you respond, or did you just let the stupid rain down over you?
For a little bit, I responded, and then I realized this isn't really as fun as it ought to be. It's really kind of annoying. And let me see if I can read you just a few of these, because this is really the mentality.
The front has a whole thing about. I just went to Twitchy because this is actually advertising for them. Professors decry witch hunt, rally around Eric Loomis, the name of academic freedom.
Well, then there was another one. You're on Twitchy now. Yeah. Then there was another one. First of all, the Rhode Island State Police ended up visiting Loomis because he somebody reported him for threatening Wayne LaPierre's life. And I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And so it's mind-boggling that there are all... I mean, I was thinking, I got hundreds of people attacking me. And I thought, if I'm getting that, what the fuck is this poor Loomis getting? Holy shit. And they were calling his employer, the university where he works, and which I wasn't going to mention, but I guess I did. But they posted the phone number of the president of his university to call and have him fired. I mean, it's fucking insane. And by the way, just to show you just how fucking stupid these people are, and you are, and any of you who are listening, you are fucking awful human beings, and you are a fucking mob, and you should have, you know what?
They have pitchforks because they don't believe in fire, so they don't have torches. And if they do have torches, that's because they don't believe in electricity, so they don't have lights. And if they do have lights, it's because they don't believe in shutting up.
Yep. Oh, let me see. I've got and it keeps coming a little bit every now and then. Elementary school teachers who want to carry guns should be allowed to. Now bring your ass to Texas and do your best, Nancy boy.
Nancy boy. Wasn't that Ronald Reagan?
Well, I had somebody call me flat out, you know, faggot. And,
you are like a cigarette in Europe.
Yes.
Zing! I got them all!
You should be in prison. The only reason you're not is you had the sense not to name anyone specific. You are sick.
I would suggest
you head this way, but it would best take 6 months of training first. I mean, some of this shit was just incredible.
So, in other words, you have come under the right-wing hate machine.
The right-wing hate machine decided people to, and you know, this part of me that's like, oh, it's very sweet that people decided to waste their time, valuable time. We only have so much time on this earth. And they decided that the best way to spend part of that valuable time was to tell me, you're one of the first fuckers to threaten violence as a way to solve this. You're a fucking idiot.
So there's a lot of problems. First, we can go back to.
Let me just also follow up with one last thing that it's just an irritant. Can I just finish?
I know this is a safe place, Lee.
This is. So there was another Twitchy. I mean, Twitchy has now done like three or four articles on him, and they have parsed every single tweet. They chased him off Twitter. He deleted his account. And it's also been Michelle Malkin ended up writing it up for the National Review online. Sadly, she didn't mention me. I was a little sad. She mentioned my tweet, but didn't mention me. I was a little sad about that. But then in another Twitchy article, they said that I called for members of the NRA to be killed, which is like, dude, I totally didn't call for members of the NRA to be killed. I merely suggested that the first person to suggest to arm teachers, the world would be better off if that person wasn't alive.
Okay.
I was not going to do anything to do that, but you know what? I'm sorry. There are lots of people in the world that the world would be better off if they weren't alive.
Now, I want to address the specifics of your situation. However, while you're in the mindset of suggesting that the world be a better place without certain people and doing so in a way that's ironic, you know, using the tools of violence, but you know, in a way that sort of shows the difference between gun violence and violence with hands or stabbing. I mean, you get angry and you can maybe beat one person to death, but you can't beat a whole school of them to death.
Right, right.
People
well,
like the guy in China, same day.
Yeah, same day, 22 kids stabbed.
Or, violence in cities. You know, Glasgow. I've been to Glasgow in Scotland. A lot of violence and fights there. Not a lot of shooting deaths. Chicago, a billion shooting deaths. My point is, before we get into all of that, I would like to ask you, what do you think about the first, and so far, as far as I know, only person, although others have repeated what she said, the woman who suggested that the way to solve this is to teach children to run at a shooter. It wasn't the National Review.
I think she was in The Atlantic.
It was something like that. It was a relatively significant publication. It wasn't like a fringy, twitchy type thing. It was a woman who said that we should teach our kids to run.
Oh, wait, no, she writes for Newsweek, so that's really sort of a tree in a forest kind of thing.
Yeah. Wasn't there some movie where the premise was the bomb won't be armed, so if you get closer, it will, you know, just bounce off of you harmlessly?
Yes. And that's she would say, anyway. You want me to read? I have her quote. Do you want me to read it to you?
I do. Please read it to me, and it in a voice that is suitable with this music.
I also like us to encourage people to gang rush shooters rather than following their instincts to hide. if we drilled it into young people that the correct thing to do is for everyone to instantly run at the guy with the gun, these sorts of mass shootings would be less deadly. Because even a guy with a very powerful weapon can be brought down by 8 to 12 unarmed bodies.
I'm sorry, this is just cracking me the fuck up.
Piling on him at once.
That's right, that's right. You know, you really want, let's just throw 6 and 7 year olds at him, you know?
Oh no, someone's breaking in, throw the baby at him. First of all, can I just say, this woman is advocating drilling into our children. Is this not on the same level of your someone to be beaten to death? She said, drill it into them. This woman wants violence against our children, our innocent children who have not done a thing. She wants to drill something into them. This woman should be fired. She should be run out of town. She should
have
all of her citizens.
Yeah, she works for Newsweek. She's not going to have a job very much longer.
No, this woman should be tortured. Should be waterboarded for saying drilling into our children.
Yes, drilled into our children. Would it work?
I don't understand language. I don't understand the use of irony. I don't understand metaphor. I don't understand any of this. So I would say she's suggesting that we drill things into our children, and I find that just.
Well, you know, the whole attacking people for metaphors thing is just people. This is just revenge on everyone who attacked Sarah Palin for her let's target these people in the Congress. And had actual targets on them, which was all fine and dandy until, you know, Gabby Giffords, one of those who had the target, was shot and killed. No, then all of a sudden the metaphor was made into...
It was all fine and dandy with the people on the right, but then they just wanted to find examples of, you know, false equivalencies on the left.
Exactly. That is what they do. That is their way.
They're sort of... I mean, I think what's been fun about this process is sort of watching the twisting into knots and pretzels of the right to justify their positions. I mean, I've often said I miss what a real Republican Party might be because, you know, if you have principles and you stand by them, that's fine. But they have principles that have no consistency. They don't have principles. They stand for nothing. I mean, for instance, you know, you talk about gun violence, and in order to, like, move away the position now of the NRA and gun advocates to move it away from a discussion of guns is to move it to mental health. Well, if you'd rewound 2 weeks ago, mental health wasn't a thing that needed to be cut. It was a terror on the system. It was, you know, we can't spend money on treating these people. How are we going to provide mental health care for people who can't afford health care treatment? I'm sure somebody's got some good numbers on the correlation between people who can't afford you know, good health care and people who end up having issues that might make them do crazy fucking shit that would involve
And it's also, it is, as you say, it's a distraction. In general, we should have better access to mental health care in this country, you know, just in general. But you know what? It's the fucking guns. It's the fucking guns. It's the fucking guns. And if you don't think it's the fucking guns, then you are the fucking problem. You know, if you're gonna blame violent video games, you know what? One of my closest friends watches every fucking awful torture porn movie that there is. Every horrible murder, torture, you know, eviscerations dancing around.
Has he ever drilled anything into you?
And he has never tried to drill anything into me.
Well, there's actually, you know what? We spent a lot of this week on our show talking about this, and there are studies that there actually is no correlation between the two. Yes, we have a culture that glorifies violence. We have a culture that is Puritan and repressive on sexual items, and I'm sure that for young men, somehow violent lashing out and the repressiveness of our sexual culture while we're glorifying it, I'm sure there's a relation. And we have a culture that doesn't necessarily promote just hugging and kissing, but then again, isn't hugging and kissing a liberal thing? Isn't violence and manliness and striking out for your own and being a hunter a manly thing according to the right? Like, you can't have it all three ways. And there, it's not the problem. Yes, maybe video games, maybe violent movies, maybe a violent culture help people to fantasize and actualize their tendencies, but then they have to pick up a gun and load it with weapons that are designed for intergalactic space against giant spiders and go and blast people. If they had to go into when I was angry, I would punch a wall. that would hurt my hand when I was a little angry teenager. And that was it.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a kid, I would go to a gun show. I'd put on a fake mustache, and I'd say, ooh, I like one of these powerful weapons. And I'd do it like that because it's like a stupid voice. And then I'd look at the only woman there who was probably selling something like a credit card, and I'd pretend to talk to her, and she'd flirt with me because that's her job, and she's really disgusted by all these disgusting men. And then I'd take my gun, and I'd realize what happened, and I'd probably just fall asleep in the back of my mom's car when she picked me up to drive me home, and then I'd punch a wall.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do. But, you know, and the other thing is, like, yes, there's all kinds of things. I mean, what President Obama talked about yesterday is the bare minimum. You know, reinstitute the assault weapon ban, make it a real assault weapon ban, not the porous, oh, dude, what's an assault weapon ban of before? Get rid of any magazine above 10 shots, and that's even that's fucking generous. You know, oh, I have to reload when I have to shoot at my clay pigeons. And yeah, I've heard that from people. You know, do you know what a pain it is to reload? Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. That really sucks for you.
And the principal thing, I just remembered something I was thinking about earlier. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But this whole idea of, like, arming teachers, you'd think that would go against what they just said, like, a week ago in Michigan and, like, last year in Wisconsin. Aren't teachers union thugs? Aren't they attacking terrible hack media whores like Steven Crowder? Like, I thought teachers are the problem. Now we're going to
give
them guns.
Armed teachers, armed non-unionized teachers. Let's not spend a lot of money, you know, on, you know, things like teacher salary. But God damn it, we're going to spend to make sure that teachers are armed and trained in weaponry. You know, it's just such utter and it's just the fantasy, the stupid fucking fantasy that, and I've been calling them, and yes, I know, oh, it's wrong to call them, to use this, but I've been calling them guntards. But,
why are you going to make fun of Sarah Palin's family? Why are you going to make fun of retards? That shows that you're...
Thank
language,
you.
You know what? First, it's an intellectual police. It's a language police. You know, the right likes to claim that the left is the PC police, but they are the ones that are not restricting what you can say, but they're systematically removing any ability to use any intelligence.
But, you know, it's funny. I get emails from people that are saying, you know, when they're not saying, how about I beat you to death, fucker, that they say things like, here's a list of mass shootings that were stopped because private citizens had guns.
Are there any of them that are real?
Well, the thing is,
the Fort Hood shooting ended after a bunch of people have been dead when a trained soldier took.
Well, and that's the thing is, in every one of the cases they mention, either the shooting was already done, and the person was walking away, or it was a trained law enforcement officer, either current or former, or a trained member of the military who actually did stop the shooting. Otherwise, you know, it's just, you know, bullshit, you know, of wounding other people when you know, ordinary citizens think they're going to play cowboy. Just crazy. Just fucking.
Of, you know, if we can find some slivers of hope, here's my slivers of hope. During this campaign recently, the media, the mainstream media, started to call out a little bit of the bullshit that was coming. A lot of bit of, like, the lies and the, like, untruths. Not all of it, and a lot went slipping by, and there was still a lot of false equivalency. But they started to, like, for instance, that ad about Chrysler moving to China at the very end by Romney. So, if there's a little sliver of hope, maybe the media will find a little backbone. And that will apply to this situation because it has been a strategy of the right for so long to spew untruths, to spread non-facts, to I'm rubber, you're glue, everything to death, to, you know, distract and destroy, to run out the clock, to basically just repeat things that aren't true in hopes that we don't get it, that we believe them, that we ignore it, that we move on, and maybe, just maybe, a horror such as the tragedy we just saw, plus a tiny sliver of a backbone growing in the media, will help kind of defeat those lies. I mean, in a way, I want these people to continue to say their horrible bullshit because I think people's eyes are open. I think people have the ability and the resources to actually listen. I mean, I think there are people out there that didn't know what this gun show loophole was that are appalled by it. I mean, you know, you and I know, and a lot of people know what that's about because it's been in the news, but, like, until you eliminate the mental process and make it, or you make the mental process less than four steps and down to two or whatever it is to say, wait, you can be a felon who's been convicted and you can just go to a gun show and buy
a
gun.
Or the fact that nearly 1,000 guns have been sold legally to people who are on the terrorism watch list.
Yeah. I mean, it goes on.
Which, you know, that doesn't mean they're guilty of anything.
Talk about mental health being the problem. You know, so, okay, fine. How about a mental health waiting period for buying a gun?
Well, I think that I would go so far as to say I don't think guns should be allowed in a home where there is somebody who might be excluded from having a gun.
What is a real reasonable thing? I'm just trying to get them baby steps away from the cliffs of insanity, and I don't know if they'll even do that. Just to be stubbornly right, they will plow themselves into the depths of their own stupidity.
Speaking of, and in our last minutes here, this may be our last minutes ever together on Earth.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is the Mayan apocalypse. So what are you doing with your last hours on Earth here?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'm going to hug my kid from the time zone. And I'm gonna tell him some secrets that he'll take to all of our watery graves. And I don't know. I'm gonna have a beer. I'm gonna try to listen to some music. You know what? I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna watch the sunrise tomorrow because it might be the last time it does. And if it doesn't come up, at least I'll watch it not come up. How about you?
Well, as I await the arrival of Quetzalcoatl. I think that I'm going to celebrate with probably a couple of illegal substances and canned
like
chili.
Metaphor and irony?
Yes, metaphor and irony in a pipe. And probably some canned chili and live it up watching, I don't know, I'll see if there's a Chopped marathon on. Woo! End of the world!
You know, you should just watch Real Housewives of Miami like I was for 2 minutes before we started, and you realize the world should end.
Yes.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cheater and the Rude. Have a happy Christ thing, if that's your thing. Check
us
out on Facebook,
thing.
Follow us on Twitter.
Hanukkah,
I'm at Jeff
people,
Chrysler.
I hope you kicked out the jam. And I don't know what the fuck Kwanzaa is, but if you celebrate it, have fun.
Well, way to end on the racist thing. Goodbye, everybody.
Do you know what the fuck Kwanzaa is?
No, but I really didn't mean to bring it up because I'm afraid.
Somebody made it up in the 1960s. They were like, fuck it, let's do Kwanzaa. So you know what? Fuck it, do Kwanzaa. Every holiday is just shit that people made up.
Sad about me being beaten up by right-wingers, left-wingers, and choo-choo. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.